What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here. Happy Friday. Holy shit, we made it. Like, it's the weekend. It's the weekend. I'm very excited. This is, I get to see my husband. I don't see him the 3 nights a week that I'm working. We are ships in the night. So I don't know. I'm just in the season of obsession, very obsessed with him. And, he came through for me. I've been struggling through some things. You guys kind of know in the beginning of the week, struggling through some things. And that's what a partnership is about, man. Like, literally, when he has his breakdowns and he's at his limit, I'm the support. And when I'm ready for my breakdown, I can count on him and just fall into that. So that's kind of where we are. And you guys, I don't know about you, but when your spouse comes through and gives you space to be a mess and loves you unconditionally without judgment and holds you when you're judging yourself, kind of reins you back in. That's fucking hot. Like, it's hot shit. Okay. And so he's so hot to me right now and I cannot get enough of him. And let's see, bitch, it's almost midnight here. Okay. It's almost midnight here. I am definitely running on fumes. I didn't sleep very well last night. My naked cat, Harold. If you guys are new to the podcast, I got a Sphinx kitten over Christmas. And this little shit, like about 4 o'clock in the morning, demands that I pet him aggressively. Like he wants all the cuddles and all the things. And it's the nights that I'm working that he does this to me. So I know, he misses me. And I try not to wake him up when I get home because my husband wakes up at 2:30 in the morning for work, okay? And what happens if I wake up Harry to bring him to bed with me? He's like hyper and he wants to play, and I just get scared it's going to wake up my husband. So I don't wake him up, but he does wake up when my husband goes to work, and eventually he crawls into bed with me and like wakes me up fully. Like pet me, and I couldn't fall back asleep, and then I had to take the boys into St. Joe, and I'm running on fumes. Okay. I am that 8 hours of sleep kind of person. And it's just been a long fucking day. It's been a long ass day. And I'm thinking this whole time, right? It hangs over me like, what am I going to talk about on the podcast? Cause bitch, I fucking wing it. I wing it. I never know. Every once in a while, I get crazy and I write down some ideas, and that at least helps me. I can focus on things like motivation, I think, is something that we really want to talk about now because I'm struggling. I'm struggling. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And we're going to go over some of those reasons. I know why I lack motivation sometimes to come in here and record. Okay. But what we're going to talk about today is staying motivated no matter what. And I don't even know if I really want to call it motivated because I think motivation is a fucking shitty lie. It's a lie because people just aren't motivated to do things. I promise you that no matter how excited I get or how much in the groove I can get when I'm talking to you guys, and like, I fucking love it. I'm passionate about it. I'm going to do what it takes to continue to do this. And that means that I do it even when I don't feel like it. And I could tell you, bitch, I don't care who you are, professional football player, I guarantee you there's times that that fool doesn't want to go out on the field. He just doesn't want to play, and he does what it takes and just shows the fuck up anyway. Everybody experiences that where you just don't fucking feel like it. You're not motivated. And sometimes it's hard to find the mo it's easier to find excuses not to do it. I'll tell you that. You know what I mean? Like, no one's holding me accountable for this. No one. I cannot show up whenever I want, right? Nothing's gonna happen. I don't lose my job. I don't lose money. I don't lose anything except my integrity because I told you guys I would be here. I'm committed to doing this. My life is chaos, pure chaos, just everywhere, 100%. And I don't say shit and not back it up. That's it. So part of that is just my integrity, okay? So let's go through some reasons why we're not feeling motivated, okay? Because there's a lot, not just necessarily what my specific issues are, but I know that everybody struggles with this, okay? So one of the reasons that you can be lacking motivation is because you have no clarity. That's it. When I literally start talking to a client and I ask them, Like, we set up our skeleton outline, okay? And I'm like, all right, bitch, so what do you want? How can I help you? And you have no fucking clue how many times, I mean, I'm talking 9 out of 10 people cannot give me a compelling response to the question. Literally, bitch, what's the outcome you're after? And when we can start opening that dialogue, when you can do that with yourself, if you could ask yourself the situation that you're unmotivated for, what's the outcome you're after? What does it look like if everything were to go exactly as planned? Because it's that uncertainty that kind of scares us, right? So then we're not like, we're not super motivated because we're not sure what the fuck we're doing in the first place. So instead of just taking these, you know, vision boards and putting them up, we have to bring them into focus by writing them out as goals. And then you start to just get the habits. It's a habit. It's not necessarily motivation. And sometimes there are days where you're going to wake up and you're going to be like on fire. I mean, bitch, I recorded a whole week's podcast like 2 weeks ago. I batched them all in one fucking day. I was like, hell yeah, I'm on fire. I'm going to do this. That was it. It took me 6 hours to record and set up promos and do all my emails, like all my shit for the whole week, Monday through Friday. I was fucking motivated as hell. That hasn't come back to me since, okay? Literally dragging my feet to the last minute. So I get it. I get it. Motivation is not a thing, but it is a matter of like the commitment, the integrity. Like, why the fuck did you stick this out? And then you're heading for a target that you literally can't see. And if people aren't motivated, they close down. Like body language, everything. You could see the people that you work with, or if you watch people, even like if you're watching TV, you can literally see people that are just not motivated in their life. You go to the grocery store checkout and you see the cashier. You could tell they have literally no motivation in their life. Anywhere. You will find people all of the time that are like, holy shit. And then we end up making this our identity. Like, that's just who we are. And then we start with these I am statements that are toxic. Like, I am lazy. Bitch, I don't think you're lazy. I just think you don't have clarity. I don't think you know what the fuck you want. And one of the best ways for me to work with clients is we go backwards. And I mean, that's the majority of the conversations of like, I don't know what I want, but I just don't want to be here. That's a great fucking place to start. And if that's where you're starting, this is your weekend homework of like figuring out the clarity of what it is you want. Who do you want to be and what the fuck do you want to do? That's the deal you're making in the universe. You have two solid decisions to make. Who do I want to be and what do I want to do? All you know right now is that this isn't working for you. That's a great fucking place to start. Don't beat yourself up for that. That's it. Separate yourself from that conversation where that is toxic. It's okay to acknowledge that you aren't where you want to be and you don't beat yourself up for it. You just say, thank you. I know exactly where I don't want to be. So that's going to get me one step closer to where I want to be. That's it. And if you don't challenge yourself, if you are not challenging yourself, complacency will kill you every single time. You have to challenge yourself. So you have to aim high. This is literally the biggest dreams and the biggest commitments that you can make to taking action in your life. And then sometimes, bitch, especially my moms out there, okay? We get in this space where we do too much. We are so fucking overwhelmed that we freeze. We freeze when it comes to taking action. We're like, fuck that. Like, we're just done. We've got too much done. And I'm guilty of that. I've 100% done that where I'm just frozen and I acknowledge it out loud. I'm like, wow, I'm going over so many things in my head. I don't even know where to start. So then I do the next right thing. I choose one thing and I'm like, all right, let me just get this done. Like it'll be my morning chores on top of everything else. And I have two cats. So what's the first thing I'm going to do? And bunnies. I'm like, all right, let's clean the shit boxes. Right. I just go to the next right thing. I just tell my brain, shut the fuck up, bitch. We're doing the things and let's go. I stop looking at the clock. I stop saying, oh my God, it's too late. I'll never get everything done. The minute you do that, you're done. You're dead in the fucking water. You're done. You literally have to just do the next thing and know. You literally have all the time in the world. When you stop watching the clock, that shit works in your favor. Do not let time run your ass. That's exhausting. And you can't procrastinate. The minute you become conscious, because I subconsciously do it, and then the minute I become conscious, I'm like, oh shit. Oh shit, because my computer's about to die, motherfucker, and I'll be so pissed. So I'm just plugging this bitch in right now. Hello. Okay. The minute I become aware of the fact that I'm procrastinating just by thinking of what I need to do instead of just taking action on one thing, what's the next right thing? And maybe you know, go do dishes, set a timer, do dishes for 5 minutes and then see where you go from there. If you're like me, you have ADHD and all the alphabet WXYZs and you fucking get distracted. So you go from like washing half a sink of dishes to starting a load of laundry to, oh shit, these towels have to go upstairs. And then you look upstairs, you see the trash is full. You take the trash down, you notice, and you're just zigzagging across the house until pretty soon you're like, oh shit, I got everything done. Fabulous. Fabulous. Doesn't have to be in specific order, but it's literally just one thing at a time. And you've got to be specific on your goals, okay? On the habits. It doesn't even necessarily, like, you know you're not happy where you are. You know you want to be someone different. So you start small and you think, all right, so what the fuck would I do different? Well, I know if I wake up 30 minutes earlier, I can do X, Y, and Z. That's it. It's a simple thing, but it's going to take discipline because you're not going to feel like getting up. The next day when your alarm goes off, guess what, bitch? You're going to want to hit snooze. It has to mean something. So you have to connect this. I want to wake up earlier. Why? What happens in 6 months when you have woken up half an hour earlier? First of all, you could do the math. I'm not going to because my brain is fucking mush. It's midnight, bitch. Like it's literally, this podcast is going to be live in like 5 hours. You literally have to get specific. What does it do for you? Maybe you want to start eating healthier. What does that do for you? Number one, you're going to live longer, right? You're going to feel better in the current here and now. I can't find my pause button and I'm about to choke to death, you guys. I'm struggling. It's fine. I love you bitches. It's fine. Hello, H2O. So I want you guys to stop even just like seeking that motivation. And I want you to think about the habits. It is really a commitment to your habits. You don't have to make your habits something you have to be motivated about. It just becomes a thing. You don't have to be motivated to wake up at, you know, 5 in the morning because it's just a habit now. You just do it. If you start working out every day, you don't have to get motivated to work out every day. It's just a habit. That's it. You think of the habit, you get into the routine, and then you focus on that reward. That's it. What do you want your habit to be? Find a trigger. You want to get up at 5 in the morning? Set your alarm. What's the reward? Execute it. Write down what you want to do. When my alarm goes off, I will get up and put on my workout clothes and head to the gym because it provides me with, what is your reward? What's your reward? Gotta get specific. So let's stay focused no matter what. every day, honestly, do you, every day when you wake up, do you have what it takes to get up and face the day with a smile? I don't know anybody that can 100% say this. And even if you're lacking motivation, I promise you, let's talk about this. You do not have to go through life bored, tired, or down. Bitch, you can manifest motivation. And there's a lot of things you could do to harness this if you really just need a push to get started on that habit, on securing your new habits, securing your new personality traits. That's it. Then lean into that motivation. Don't become dependent. It is a fucking tool. It is a tool, but it is one that can help you guide yourself into a plan of action so you can enjoy your life. This is all about manipulating energy. That's it. Staying pumped to get up and do these things, to stay disciplined for the things you have. This has a lot to do with how much energy you have working for you. You're going to feel better to get things done when you're putting energy to good use. And how the fuck do you do this, Brandon? How do you manipulate your energy? Number one, meditation. Stop all your resistant thoughts. Focus on that end goal of like, okay, if I get up half an hour early for 6 months, where the fuck am I? Stay focused and connected. When you stop all thought, you become more aware of the present moment and you start treating yourself better. You start automatically. There is an energy shift when you stop all of the thoughts that are blocking everything meant to come to you. There is an energy shift and you feel good. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to eat good. You're going to sleep good. And then knowing that you feel good, you're going to want to keep those endorphins running. So you're excited to get that workout done. That's it. And then you're going to celebrate your accomplishments. Wake up and realize like, look, I know I'm not where I want to be, but I sure the hell am not where I was. And I'm excited about it. Today I'm going to celebrate past accomplishments. This is a pick you up when you need it. Where were you 5 years ago? I could tell you, yesterday's podcast, I'm literally telling you guys in real time how I do get frustrated with the timing because I get anxious. But when I can stop and I stop resistant thought and I get quiet and I listen, I realize like this, I'm exactly where I prayed to be. How many years ago? I mean, just last year, I fell in love with a new business idea and we have launched it and it's presenting itself to be fucking glorious in my personal life and in a business sense. Just a year ago, I was like, man, how can I do this? How can I make this work out for me? Holy shit, bitch, here I am. It's working out for me. I prayed for this. The same thing with the podcast. My husband and I don't know if it's been a year. I don't remember. I've talked about this in a previous episode, I'm sure, where we're talking about, okay, how do we get more eyes on Brandon's books, Brandon's coaching, Brandon's speaking? Like, how do we get out there? I want to help one person every fucking day. And it can't just be one person in my audience because they're going to get tired of my shit. And that's fair. We're like, we need to be on podcasts. Bitch, I fucking created a podcast. Do you see what I'm saying? Like all of the things are these things that I've prayed for. I'm celebrating that. I get stuck on the timing and I'm like, shit, you forget where, how far you have come. So go ahead and peek in the past at your successes because it's going to help you lower your head and push forward even when you don't want to. And that's a thing. I prayed for this podcast, bitch. I prayed for it. So even when I don't want to record, I stay focused on my end game. I want to help one person a day. I want to empower as many people as I can to take responsibility for their lives right now, because I know what it's like to live in the victim mentality. I know what it's like to feel like I've been in a tornado and I'm living fucking Groundhog Day year after year after year. I don't want that for you. And you don't want it for yourself, or you wouldn't be listening. What would life be like if you never pushed yourself to do the things you don't want to do? I'll tell you what my house would look like, okay? I would never clean a shit box, ever. I would never take out the trash. Bitch, I probably wouldn't even fucking feed the animals. My cat's food, like I feed him this duck heart, these dehydrated like duck, and it smells so bad. I'm never motivated to do that. I wouldn't feed the kitten. I wouldn't do it. Dog food stinks. I wouldn't feed him either. I definitely wouldn't feed my family. Okay. I can't tell you guys, like, I've gone through seasons. Like, I was the housewife where I did nothing but take care of the house. And I genuinely enjoyed cooking and baking and cleaning. I loved it. Brandon motherfucking Lynette is not a housewife anymore. Okay. She's doing a lot of fucking things. And outside of all those things, she loves this more. I'd rather do a podcast than make food. But these fools are always hungry. So guess who the fuck has to cook? I would never get dinner on the table because I don't want to do it. We always push ourselves to do things we don't want to do. If you're not going to do those things, then what the fuck is the point of life? Life wouldn't be as comfortable or enjoyable without pushing yourself through the roadblocks, the barriers, or the fucking uninteresting, mundane tasks without motivation. Life can be messy. It can be boring or more complicated than it should be. And this isn't what you want. Something, especially when I was coming through with my first book with Once Upon a Time Bitches, affirmations saved me. And I literally have no shame in what I did. In fact, I just had deja vu because I said this a couple weeks ago and I said I was going to put these affirmations around my house again. And bitch, I haven't. I'm like, damn, you have not done that. I wrote affirmations before I even got my books picked up. I was writing affirmations all over my house that I was a best-selling author, that all these things, everything I have now, literally were affirmations on my wall. 3 years ago, affirmations changed my fucking life. And it wasn't just me putting up words on the wall and then a book magically appeared in my hands. Okay. That did not happen. I had to actually do the work and talk to the people and find the publishers and have the conversations, going through more rejection, 10 years of rejection, motherfucker. I had an end goal. I knew what I wanted and I kept doing it no matter how much it sucked, how much resistance I felt. Fuck it. I stayed true to what I wanted to do. Affirmations fucking slay when you use them for yourself. And you can use them for those days when you just want to stay in bed with the covers over your head. And bitch, no judgment, because we all get a day where we pull the covers over our head and we don't move. One day, okay? Not a fucking week, bitch. I did not say a week, but absolutely one day with the covers over your fucking head. I have those days. Those are okay. But the rest of the time, get the fuck up. Get the fuck out of bitch. Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Move. Have you guys heard that song? I love that song. I'm going to share it in my Facebook group if I remember before I fall asleep. I have a Listen Bitch Facebook group where I post weekly, daily journal prompts Monday through Friday. So if you're not in there, get in there. But find motivational affirmations that speak to you, okay? Because you have to believe it, and it has to be something you're connected to and something that you're going to continue the habits to keep going. Whether you write them for yourself or you go to fucking Google and say, print out a list of, you know, affirmations, find statements that touch your life. I remember like talking to my publishers, we're going through my book, we're editing, and he's kind of like, what do you do with these affirmations? Like, how do you do this? Bitch, sometimes I just scream them in my car. When I have bad thoughts coming through my mind, I just like talk over them, kind of like how I talk to my kids, okay? When they're all talking, I have to talk over everybody. That's what I do with that voice in my head that is like, nope, nope, nope. So just find some that touch you, that feel personal to you. If it doesn't, if your brain says it's a lie, like, I don't want your affirmation to be like, I'm going to wake up to $1 million in my bank account. If, bitch, you know that doesn't feel true to you. Not that it's not possible, because anything is possible, but that's it. Affirmations are going to, these are the things that you want to use to help you make, be a better person. Find those. And then you turn those thoughts into like these positive statements. Affirmations are always going to focus on the positive and the present. Okay. So if you don't feel connected to something, you have to say it's possible. It's possible that I could have $1 million saved in my bank account. It's possible. Your brain is always going to see the truth in that anything is possible. That's it. So we stay in the present moment of what's possible, or I am in this moment. I am. So you inspire your personal growth in your life. They're easy to fucking use. And they're simple to use throughout the whole day. We don't have to overthink this. And the key is to just get on fucking repeat, 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 repeat the affirmations. That's it. Until you notice a positive change in your mood. You know, I'll just tell you guys a little something. It's in my first book. I've talked about this. Something my mom used to say to me when I was little. I love you, but I don't like you. Oh, she would tell me that all the time. Like all the time. I love you, but I don't like you. So of course I grew up struggling, right? And Brandon Lynette fucking loves Brandon Lynette. Okay. That's a fact. But I struggled with liking myself. And that's why I was always in toxic relationships. That's why I made bad choices, because I was trying to be anybody but me, because I wanted people. It was easy for everybody to love Brandon. I saw that because I could see the love everywhere. But I never believed people liked me. And what I had to do is repeat to myself over and over as, Brandon, I like you. Brandon, I like you. Brandon, I like you. And that turned into something solid in my life, because you like you, you love you, you're going to do a lot of life different. We're walking around hating ourselves. Let these affirmations be the voice you never had. And I don't care where the voice came from. Literally, I'm telling you guys, I grew up with the I love you, I don't like you. I don't care where it came from. And this was ingrained in my DNA. I shook it off. And it was about me liking me. I use that affirmation to overcome the bullshit. And you just keep repeating it, and you're going to start noticing a positive change in your mood. And bitch, you don't just do this for a day and think, oh, this didn't really work. No, honey. You have to keep going. You have to practice. I welcome positive energy, and I use that feeling to accomplish more. I use my energy to live my life to the fullest. Simple statements. They're going to encapsulate the way you would like to think or respond in a difficult situation. Instead of talking yourself out of tackling a task, use the affirmations to get you motivated. Complete the task in record time. Set a solid foundation. Yes, everything in life is like focused around diet, exercise, sleep, because it's true. How you're treating your body is how your body's going to respond to its energetic life out here. So you've got to set a solid foundation. And the truth is, you can ignore that part and you're going to stay exactly where the fuck you are. That's it. And maybe you should ask yourself today, like, am I treating my body good? Am I eating stuff that honors my body? And I'm not coming from a place of not having struggle. You guys know, like, January, my liver took a beating. November and December. January, I went sober rover. Sober rover, and your bitch is still there. She's still there. I didn't even drink on my birthday or Valentine's Day. No special cocktails, no fancy stuff, because I need to honor where I'm at right now. Right now, my headspace is no. Sobriety, because I'm trying to hide from shit. It's another spiritual awakening. It's another level up. You get to choose how many vibrations you click through every single day. Like, I rode the bike with my daughter the other day when she was running her 10 miles. Okay. And it's a fucking mountain bike with a bunch of gears, click, 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 and I don't know how to use them, okay? I don't know how to use them. I just know that we were going up this hill. I was over by, you guys know Muhammad Ali, okay? I live in Berrien Springs, Michigan, where his property is. And we ended up in front of his gate by chance, and it was all downhill. And I'm like, oh, it's going to suck going uphill. And I have this bike that I don't know how to use, and I can't pedal it back up the hill, okay? I'm like, what the fuck? So I start changing the gears, and you hear all the click, 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 up and down until I could finally find a gear that was going to help me get up the hills, okay? Because there's like two hills to get up. And this was like mile six for us, okay? We'd already gone 6 miles. I was struggling. But that click, click, click reminds me of every time I want to fast forward through these vibrations. That's it. You get to choose the vibration you're on, and you just have to imagine this vibration is the level of peace and joy that you want to experience in your day with your tasks at hand. So click through the fucking gears until you find this. I used to lucid dream as a kid where I could literally just blink my eyes and the picture would change. I've done it a few times in my meditations, and I can definitely... It's not the same though. Like, kids are fucking awesome, man. Before I became a grown up and got tainted, like, I did some badass shit. And that was one of them. I could blink my eyes and change the channel if I didn't like the dream. That was it. I could change it to anything I wanted. And I was very, very happy there. And a lot of those things are my life now. Literally. I brought that to me. And so now I know I'm getting through all the cobwebs of what it is to be a grown up and to get lost in the hustle of life and to actually come back to myself, like to wake the fuck up, to take responsibility for where I'm at. I get to choose those vibrations, and I just imagine blinking my eyes until I'm on a vibration that I like. The vibration you should choose, you shouldn't be worried about anything. There should be no fear, no self-doubt, no self-loathing. No strife with anyone. There should be peace. So click through till you find the right vibration for you. When you struggle getting there, that's because you have a lot of resistant thought. That's because, you know, all the bullshit that we've heard, I love you, I don't like you. That shit's ingrained. We just have to retrain our brain. You don't even know the magic of your brain, bitch. I feel like acknowledge that this weekend. As you're figuring out who the fuck you are and what you want to do with your life. And I don't care if you're fucking 73 or 23. Figure out your shit. It's not too early and it's not too late. And you can change whenever you want because you're not obligated to be the same person. I am not the same person today as I was a month ago. 100% no. I've already gone through so much just emotionally and spiritually. Like, I'm hungry for the growth, because if we're not growing, we're stagnant. And what the fuck is the point of life? If we're not growing, and it is just growing in that awareness of everything around me, in the part I play in this tapestry and everything I chose to come here and do. Becoming aware is a gift. And I know it's scary, but bitch, click through the gears, get the fuck up the hill and get over it. That's it. Just keep moving. Do the next right thing. Get some construction paper and plaster some fucking affirmations all over your house. And literally, if you're struggling with these affirmations, I've got lists everywhere. I will fucking post a list in the Listen Bitch Facebook group just for you. So you don't have to be afraid of asking. I will do that. Hands down, I will do it. And that doesn't mean that it's going to feel right for you, but I want you to go through the list and find the ones that do. Okay. So I love you bitches. Okay. It's well past midnight now. It's 12:12 a.m. I still have to wash makeup off my face and do some of that mundane shit I don't feel like doing. Slap a toothbrush across my teeth. Like, just dumb shit. I don't want to do it. I literally want to just crawl into bed. That's it. I just want to crawl into bed, y'all. But we're going to do the dumb shit, okay? And that's it. We're going to just fucking do it, okay? Have a great fucking weekend. I love you. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you hit share, subscribe, all the things. And I'll see you Monday for Microdose Monday and a little manic whatever. I don't know what we're going to talk about next Monday other than microdosing. And I'm so fucking excited. Maybe I will get the balls to try the Treasure Coast this weekend, but probably not because I just got really scared talking about it. Nope. I'm going to stay in my comfort zone, but it's okay. It's working for me. This is my first week back microdosing. So I'll talk about all the things on Monday. So have a great weekend, bitch. Love you.